This is Leo Babu for KTWH. We have our weather overview, maybe a little bit of a look back, but mostly looking ahead because we have a big holiday weekend, Memorial Day weekend on tap. You'll be hearing this on Friday morning. For transparency, we're talking with DNR Senior Climatologist Kenny Blumenfeld on a Wednesday. So, Kenny, we're having you putting on your longer-range forecaster hat here. I hope you're comfortable in that role. A lot of people want to know what's going to happen for 3 days, and I know it's a little ways off and maybe hard to hit the exact notes of when things might happen.
Well, good to talk to you, Leo. The old kind of saying in the forecasting community when you're looking several days out is just keep your eyes blurry. Just look blurry. Don't if you focus too much on a detail, you're gonna go wrong. But if you just kind of look at the big picture, kind of keep a blurry view of things.
Right.
Okay. So I'll try and keep it blurry for you.
Okay. So you're not gonna like give us the chronology that it'll be slightly after sunset or anything fancy.
Yeah, but exactly 3 p.m. on Monday. No, I can't do that. I can give you big picture stuff.
So Kenny, we've almost got aspen leaves fully leafed out. The North Shore is holding out on, you know, the full heralding of spring, and we had a cool weekend, great for tree planting. I enjoyed it. No black flies, no bugs, and I didn't sweat very much, which is not the usual tree planting. So it looks like we might be a little balmier, but also a little wetter this coming weekend.
I mean, honestly, the first part of the weekend's looking real fine. It's just looking like a nice early Memorial Day weekend. You're going to get drier on Thursday, going to, you know, cool out. And Friday, of course, is when the weekend really begins for people. I don't see any precipitation of meaning until you get into maybe Saturday, and that's still a little iffy. Are we talking about passing rain or something more sustained? It does look like a wet weekend, but kind of warm and stormy weekend, you know, with sun. And so think of it like this. Here's the big picture view of the weekend. Start out with a fantastic day on Friday.
I'll take it.
Yeah, you know, honestly, the winds on Friday are going to be, they're going to be coming out of the west and out of the, and that's a real good direction for folks on the North Shore.
It
you
is.
Don't have to worry about the lake interfering too much. And as long as the winds are coming from somewhere between the northwest and the southwest, you're looking good. And that means get up over the hill and you're probably going to see 70s. I wouldn't be surprised to see 70s right up to the Canadian border.
Wow.
And beyond on Friday. Little cooler by the lake because there will be a cooling effect, but it's not going to be, you know, you're not going to have the lake air rushing in the way you often do when it's pretty warm. So should be a real nice day on Friday. Saturday is going to be kind of mild and humid. You're going to have humid air around for most of the weekend, but we're going to, as you go through the weekend, beginning sometime Saturday, and then Sunday and Monday, precipitation chances will just kind of increase each day.
Sure. Well, are we talking about more of a finite storm event rather than lingering and, you know, prevalent rain over the course of 2 days?
Oh, yes. Tough question.
I'm sorry. I have to ask.
Honestly, what we're seeing is a weather system, kind of a low-pressure system, that's going to put a stationary front kind of right across Minnesota. And so the answer to your question, is it going to be kind of finite and discrete, or is it going to be kind of lingering? My answer is both. There's going to be elements of both.
Okay.
There should be periodic thunderstorms of kind of hit or miss variety, especially as the stormier period kicks in.
Yeah.
Sometime Saturday, maybe it's Sunday. It's a little hard to tell, honestly. But and then they will become more widespread as the weekend carries on. I don't think, looking at all the forecasts, discussions and all of the different information, I don't think anyone should be planning on a full weekend washout where it rains the entire time.
Yeah.
It's more like, you know, on Saturday there might be 1 to 2 hours of precipitation around the Arrowhead region. On Sunday it might be scattered where you've got maybe 2 to 3 hours and maybe a little more at night. And then on Monday, possibly a little more than that. Breaks in between, pretty warm conditions and humid conditions in between. Just so I wouldn't say all day washout necessarily or all weekend washout,
right,
for sure. Just some showers and thunderstorms around. Because there's a lot of summertime air pooling to the south that you probably won't get into, but parts of Minnesota and especially Iowa will have some 80s and some high dew points. There's always a chance when you've got that kind of contrast of having some stronger thunderstorms. We've already been pretty active this May with a, you know, there was a tornado that was confirmed northwest of Duluth last week, and we had a lot of wind damage, even, you know, some winds. I don't know what you got in the Two Harbors area, but there were some suspected very strong winds close to Two Harbors on last Wednesday. And so, you know, we're still in a kind of active pattern, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of these thunderstorms have a little extra muscle.
So for folks who like to do their fishing when it's at least not thunderstorming, they may have to look at the sky, study it, and make a guess that I can go out for a couple of hours here without being dumped on.
Yeah, you have to kind of be patient. There's going to be, one of the things that's pretty clear, at least as of Wednesday when we're talking, is that we're not going to get any memo in the morning of, you know, thunderstorms are going to happen at 10 o'clock. We're just not going to get that. This is one of those patterns. It's a little bit sloppy. And so, again, it might not rain all day long, but it also might surprise you a little bit rudely. So if you're paying attention to the weather and you know how to read the sky, you're probably in pretty good hands if you're going to go out fishing.
Okay.
Patience is your friend.
So, Kenny, I guess I'm asking you, you know, as a seasoned person with weather and climate, then these tools that allow you to look hour by hour at a day and what's the percentage likelihood of an event happening during each of those hours, are those tools that are occasionally useful and on days like what's coming up on this weekend, pretty vague, pretty imprecise?
Those tools are really most useful when you're within about 48 hours.
Okay.
Because at that range, the forecasters have access to these very precise weather models. Now, when I say precise, remember there's a difference between precision and accuracy.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, they might be precise, but it might be kind of false precision. And sometimes they might be both precise and accurate. But, you know, once you're within 48 hours or so, generally, you're not going to see the kind of mistakes that, you know, that you or I grew up with when forecasters would say, it looks like a great day, and then you get dumped on.
Yes.
You know, generally, we're at a point now where we can kind of see, with it, you know, the big picture comes out pretty well. Maybe the hour-to-hour details, there's small mistakes, or sometimes a decent mistake, but for the most part, they tend to get those right.
Yes.
So I would say you can look at your National Weather Service hourly forecast, probably the most reliable one.
Right.
Once you're within about 48 hours, and then just know that even if it allows you to look more than 2 days away at the hourly level, because you can get graphs out to maybe 5 days from the Weather Service, just know that there's a little bit more uncertainty as you get farther away from the present. And then you have to start looking at sort of the big picture stuff.
So we're not probably looking at any flash flooding per se. It's very hard to have a crystal ball for the range of variability.
I'll take your second comment there. Yeah. I'm definitely not ruling out flash flooding. We're going to be in there's near record flooding to record flooding up along the Rainy River in far northern Minnesota.
Right, that was finally publicized on our a lot during our newscast in the out of the Duluth market this week, and we got to see the pictures, and I looked at it and said, if everything is completely saturated, certainly not just going to be absorbed by the ground, how is this going to resolve if they get any seasonable rainfall pattern?
Yeah. Now, for the North Shore, it's a little different because it also, especially from Two Harbors northward along the shore, a lot of those streams and cascades were at record or near record levels earlier too. But those are a little more what we call flashy,
indeed.
Right?
They're
much deeper.
They're quick to rise.
Yeah. So those are going to be faster responses. So the lag effect of being in a wet pattern is a little bit different. But I would say, looking at the way that things are shaping up, especially the second part of the weekend, Sunday into Monday, and into early next week, I definitely would not rule out flash flooding. I'm not going to tell anyone to plan on it. That would be irresponsible.
You're not telling people to evacuate Sunday before it comes.
Yeah, just you don't need to, you know, try make sure that the boat works on the street that you live on. I'm not worried about that yet, but I would say, definitely keep an eye out. If you see standing water, don't ever trust standing water where it shouldn't be. Trust standing water where it shouldn't be and leave it alone. Don't try and pass through it. You know, it's a wet pattern. I wouldn't be surprised if some parts of Minnesota by the early middle part of next week have experienced some parts have experienced some flash flooding. It's just too far out to pinpoint exactly where that would be.
Well, here's the anecdotal kind of observation. It seems, and you can just laugh at me for inflating in my mind the fact that it so often seems on a three-day weekend that the Monday, the bonus day, gets rained on pretty badly, and there can't possibly be any relationship between Monday holidays and rainstorms. But more often than not, it just seems to happen. I don't know what you can do with an observation like that.
I'd say, you know what? There's a lot of different ways to look at things, and I'm not going to totally invalidate your observation there. But I would say I can also think of several Monday Memorial Days that were just sparkling.
And, there you go. I'm just remembering the tough ones where everybody had to leave with all kinds of sodden gear and go home and dry it out. So you remember that.
Yeah, that's what we do is we remember those. So, you know, you go camping or whatever you do, and you might have 17 out of 20 really nice full weekends with no real problems. But you remember those three that three that you feel did you wrong, and they start to take on kind of outsized space in your mind as you remember what Memorial Day weekend can be like. And all of a sudden, you know, by the time 25, 30 years has passed, you're telling people, you know, every single year we would go camping and we were getting chased out by a raging wall of water. But reality is sometimes a little different from what we remember.
Yeah, and we maybe in the future we'll be able to talk a little bit about kind of your specialty in looking at climate and how people can miss the point of what's really a correlation and what are just observations. So we won't get time for that today, but so the take-home message for the Memorial Day weekend is to enjoy it while you can on Friday into Saturday.
Yeah, I guess if you really think about what we just talked about, Friday's a great day to make sure you're out doing something lovely. Friday has glory written all over it.
Now, you remember that it isn't technically on a lot of people's work day off calendars, Kenny. So are you encouraging hookie-ism?
I'm encouraging people to expand what's available to them that weekend, you know. You know, even an early afternoon is not a bad idea. Friday evening still looks great.
Yeah.
That's the one day this weekend where I could say you're probably not going to have any real weather-related problems. Saturday might be the same way. It just has a look of a little more disturbed weather in it, and Sunday also, even more so, even though both Saturday and Sunday look pretty warm.
Yeah. So
if the sun does make it out, those could also be great days. It's just a better chance of, you know, something coming by and spoiling things for an hour or two. And then when you get into Monday, kind of same thing all over again. But there we're looking at really warm air off to the south and winds off of Lake Superior. So not sure what to tell you about Monday at this point.
Be forewarned and pay attention. Fair enough.
Yeah. That sounds good. Always a good idea.
And if any employers are thinking that we kind of gave license to employees to go out for an early lunch and not return, you didn't hear it here on KTWH or from Kenny Blumenfeld.
Not. I mean, whatever happened to asking for, you know, the afternoon off?
Well, you can ask. People should ask.
If you can. Hopefully you can get out and at least enjoy the long light of Friday evening.
Well, Kenny, I've enjoyed talking with you for these few weeks. Katya Gordon is apparently going to be back in the saddle on Fridays and visiting with you in early June. So that'll be fun. Maybe pick her brain about things she's seen on Lake Superior for the last month. I've enjoyed talking to you and look forward to doing so again.
All right. Well, it's been nice talking with you. I hope you have a good holiday weekend and enjoy the next week also. Nice talking with you, Lisa.
Thank you. You too, Kenny. That's Kenny Blumenfeld, Senior Climatologist with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. This is Leo for KTWH.